Yeah, tunasema Kenya according to WHO, the most prevalent mental health diagnosis ni anxiety and depression, with an estimated 1.9 million people living with depression and 1.5 million people living with anxiety. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers recently took a 4-day darkness retreat to not try and find some clarity and balance in his life as he plans the next step of his career. But first of all, is being a quarterback even being an athlete? Is being able to use your elbow to throw more than the next person the measure of an athlete these days? And don't come at me in the comments at him. We've had athletic quarterbacks like Michael Vick. Oh, at the prime, Michael Vick was a dog. Look at what happened to his dog. I apologize, that was a dark joke. But speaking of darkness, a darkness retreat is a type of a spiritual therapeutic retreat where the participant spends several days or weeks in complete darkness. We are taught by scientists, and you know, I have a whole thing about scientists, but scientists say that you get a heightened sensory perception when you're deprived of sight. So, you know, i.e. blind people have more acute sense of smell, taste, touch, all these other things. So the benefits of going for a darkness retreat, or load shedding as they call it in South Africa, or a regular Tuesday in Kenya thanks to KPLC, there's increased relaxation and introspection. So this means that without the external stimuli, that you might find it easier to quiet your mind and focus on your inner experiences. And this can lead to deep states of relaxation, meditation, and self-reflection. Yeah, but I've never felt these things steam ikipotea. I actually feel anxious, so not relaxed. But I guess there's also some truth, like when you focus and be introspective, you might find maybe some sort of inner peace. Just like talking to yourself is always said to be good for you. Now, another perceived benefit, because I have to say perceived, is this spiritual and mystical experience that you can, you know, have. So some participants of this exercise have said that they have had profound spiritual experiences during the retreat, such as having visions, insights, or feeling one with the universe. Most of you will now say, this is the same feeling I get when I'm high or drunk or whatever. But hey, to each their own. People find connection with the planet or with the world, because we are of the world, and I think because we will go back into it, we have this need to feel connected to it. That's why some people find themselves earthing themselves. Kutembea tu nje mgutupu, but Simtoshago is the most earthed person alive. People who go on darkness retreats also report of healing and transformation. Now, I don't know if this is what Wolverine had, or this is whatever Batman went through, but darkness retreats are sometimes used for, you know, therapeutic purposes, such as healing from traumas or addiction, or for personal growth or transformation. So now, darkness retreats also said to boost the immune system, believe it or not, because apparently spending time in darkness can stimulate production of melatonin, which, as we know, is not only important for regulating sleep but supports the immune system. So this is whatever Ben had when he lived in in the darkness, when he was born of the darkness. Yeah, but you know, we might not all be American millionaires, so we might not be able to get a darkness retreat, although the government will always offer you free darkness retreats. So yeah, tunasema Kenya according to WHO, the most prevalent mental health diagnosis ni anxiety and depression, with an estimated 1.9 million people living with depression and 1.5 million people living with anxiety. So if you're going through the big sad, or you're feeling pressures of life, just know you have almost 4 million people feeling the same thing with you. And that is a good number. Wanasamanga matanga ya wengi ni haru, harusi. Several factors contribute to the mental health challenges in Kenya, And this might include and not limited to poverty, social inequality, and you know, exposure to violence or trauma. Now, this is all according to the WHO. Metascore and got traumatized until I read that. But yeah, and also, you know, there's a lot of stigma around mental health and access to its healthcare services that also hinders, you know, people from seeking help. Now, some of the things that, as a Kenyan, I can vaguely suggest, I can put words together that sound smart without going through the actual logistics that it will take to, you know, make these things happen. But some of the ramblings that I can suggest to help improve, you know, mental health care is, for starters, increasing investment in mental health care. So the government should increase investment in mental health services to ensure, like, adequate resources are available to provide quality care to those that need it. You know, this includes funding for mental health care facilities, the professionals themselves, and the training programs that these workers go through. See, to kupatia mtu diploma ama degree ya psychology, na maybe some form of assistant care training, alafu una expect and is a handle to all types of and different, you know, health, mental health issues. Now, of course, another easy thing to say than do is reduce stigma. Now, stigma, the only way stigma on something reduces is making the conversation normal. So, when it comes to mental illness, one of the big things that, especially when it comes to depression and anxiety, one of the major distractors is the fear that what people will say, how people will treat you differently. In some cases, you'll be taken as a basket case. Some people will ridicule you because they'll see it as weakness. So it is also about educating the public more about our mental health. This can help reduce the stigma and encourage individuals to seek help. We can improve access to our mental health care facilities and services, particularly in rural areas. I think we also assume that some of these things are just for people based in like Nairobi or the towns in the country. But everywhere, every human being has their own day-to-day challenges, be it mentally, psychologically, physically. Health-wise, like, health is a all-encompassing thing. It's a holistic thing. So when it also comes to mental health, it should not only be looked at like as an urban problem. It is a nationwide thing. Like 1.9 million people who are depressed are issue out in Nairobi. Unaona. So again, so in improve access, the way, best way, or some of the ways we can, is obviously the usual ones like mobile clinic, you know, all these community-based interventions, outreach programs, where, but like kongelea condom kila siku, which we have tried and in some ways has worked, some ways has not worked. We saw a whole CS saying kids should not be given condoms, which they should not. Underage sex is something we'll talk about. And, you know, maybe it's been issues now increase mental health issues. Speaking of increasing, we should increase mental health professionals, not only in Kenya, but, we should increase mental health professionals. The Kenyan government should invest in training programs for these psychiatrists, psychologists, counselors, to increase the number of professionals available to provide care. Like, I don't know if many of us, through just school and church alone, that is maybe where most of us could have accessed a guidance counselor. But the only problem is your guidance counselor was also your Kiswahili teacher. So you're already questioning the training credentials to be a teacher. Then now you have to think about if they are qualified to actually, you know, provide you with mental health counseling or counseling in any shape or form. So yeah, it is just increasing the education base. Not everything should be based on Sigmund Freud or one line of philosophy, because society is also an ever-changing, ever-growing thing. So we should also try and grow with it. And maybe the last thing is integration of mental health care into primary health care. So meaning, like, when you have primary health care services, inpatient, outpatient, your depression affect wave, as much as it is okay to have a specific hotline for the same way you have a number for emergencies and all other minor types of ailments, just having a suicide prevention line, I don't think is enough. Making it normal, like you can just walk into a hospital and seek mental health care, though ukiwa na homa unaweza enda. And I don't mean just going to be prescribed drugs, but you know, now maybe going to access counseling should be that readily available, I think. Because I think when you improve, you know, the mentals of a society, it grows quicker economically, it grows better socially, and we also end up having laws and rules that maybe are more compassionate, because if we all have some form of balance or something as close to it as possible, I think it will be better from everybody. Now, overall, all these changes and improvements is not only the government's job, but also people, and be it, you know, the general public or investors. It is a collaborative thing by everyone in the nation. The same way we've done with maybe things like AIDS and, you know, early pregnancies, early marriages, women's rights, you know, all our social rights. We should also now think about our mental health care. You know, among other things. I'm not saying this is the be all end all. If you enjoyed this episode, if you maybe felt you agree with some of the things I said, dig up our comment section. If you disagree, if you have your own other takes, opinions, or if you just want to, you know, if you just want to show some love, like, share, subscribe. But, you know, comment on the biggest story, Namimi. Tell me what else you'd like me to, you know, talk about. Or, you know, just make noise about it. We all have ideas. We just need one of us to, share them for, you know, the rest of life to see. Yeah. So, yeah, have a nice. I was known important, and I hope you enjoyed this episode.
Mess with the game, bitch, double up. Miss bitch, nigga, you can't hang with us. All day, every day, we hustle for cash. All day, every day, we do this for love. My damn, how I ring is like a ganji flow. Chase the bag, get chased by hoes. Getting rasa, kini bado mina saka mo. Cash over ass, don't die, kuzi.